Now it's moving. Hazai. I hit it again.
It's working.
Now it's working.
Good. Okay. Just missed the first few minutes. All right. So the Egel Tal says, clearly disagrees, and says that the only reason that the Ramah says what he says is because he's dealing with an Issur D'oraisa, so he might as well be Machmir. But whenever you can be Mekel, you know, that's okay, and in fact you should be Mekel. So we said last time, when does this play out? I come to somebody's house, and the person's not the biggest Talmud Chacham, and the person's serving me warm soup. Am I allowed to eat it? So it's according to this, yeah, that really the Ramah held it was mutter. This person might not realize he's passing like the Ramah. The bottom line is room to be mekel, and that would be fine. The Shulchan Aruch Rav expands on this a little bit. It's as follows: Kol dover lach yesh bel bishul acher bishul. The haynu betav shel lach nisbashul kvar kol tzorcho v'samu afilu lo nisam legamish elo she ein hayad soledes bo v'chamo b'shavus ad she yad soledes bo chay mishum mevashul. Avum kacham kol kach ad she yad soledes bo v'si choso yoser etc. He explains the halacha. Then the second part is v'nogul ahalker lo nisam legamish elo roy dan lachu b'nechmas chamimusa. Even though it's, so we said originally, we were talking about, we said, listen, if something, when it comes to liquids, we have a concept of yad soledes bo. When it comes to solids, we have a concept of kamachol ben drusai. Yad soledes bo, we said, that is the sign of it being cooked. If it's below yad soledes bo, you can't push it beyond yad soledes bo. If it's beyond yad soledes bo, you can keep on going. So he says, we are makel that if it's beyond Yad Soledes Bo, and it goes below Yad Soledes Bo, you can put it back above, assuming there's some heat whatsoever. What's the reason for that? He says, "Afilu litno al tanu or bayis achorav kodem shemasiko and nachik kadesh chamu yishanu aser kavoshin esbar v'chein v'chol dovish esbar sheyesh bo mishum bishul." So he seems to be saying the same thing as we saw in the Egel Tal. The bottom line is that really, you give us any excuse to be mekel, we'll take it. So that's basically the opinion of, I think, the majority of the Achronim. Rabbi Willig doesn't agree. Rabbi Willig thinks that if we're talking about an Issur D'oraisa, that the Ramah is not Mekel. But that's not really. The Egel Tal quotes opinions, etc. That, in fact, there seems to be plenty of room to be Mekel when it comes to that. Now, that being said, whenever we have an opportunity to go and combine this with any other kula, now we're going to mekel. So the truth of the matter is, no, we don't reheat our soup. But if there's any excuse whatsoever to allow it for another reason, we're going to allow it in that case. And we're going to see several examples where Rav Moshe comes up with these big kulas based on the idea that at the end of the day, he doesn't believe that the Ramah thinks this is problematic. So taking a look at the Shulchan Aruch number 5. Tavshil shenisbashal kol tzarchu yesh bo mishum bishul im nistanin. In general, if something is cooked, it cools down, you've got a problem. So we had this last time. He says it's only if it's going to get better. What does that indicate? So again, he's talking about a davar lach. It's only if it's going to get better. The implication is if not, it's not a problem. How do you mean? So clearly we're talking about the Shulchan Aruch says this is only talking about liquids that I'm being machmir, and the Ramah is saying, no, I think that's fine, it's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah kind of indicates, we say, Yavish Ratzalom Sheiriku Hamarak Mimenu, it has to be completely dry. Now the question that I like to discuss is, how dry is dry? What is considered liquid and what's considered solid? Melting butter, is that a liquid or a solid? So think about it, right? It starts as a
solid,
but it becomes a liquid. So I assume that the...
let's take the reverse.
Let's say the milk was pasteurized, so it's been cooked. Now, in Frontierland, they went and they made the butter with it. Right? So, So is that a and now I want to take that and I want to put it on my baked potato on Shabbos. What would you say about that? So is that a liquid or is it a solid? Where does it fall in? So there are different opinions. You look at Rav Eider's sefer, number 7. He says, cooked food which is moist but contains no accumulation of liquid is considered a dry food. Okay, this is a typical case. We have leftover chicken Friday night. A roast. I have my roast. And I go and I put it in the fridge. And, you know, I pour off the gravy. But, you know, there's a certain amount of moisture on it. Now I want to reheat it. Is that a solid or a liquid? So he says, if it's moist but there's no puddles, that's considered dry.
Chicken is a good example of this.
We have the gel.
This morning becomes, the liquid turns into like
gel. Right, so that's a further question, is gel solid or liquid?
I would assume it's probably not a liquid because most people eat the chicken dog.
So let's see why they do. A lot of things people do, you know. Cooked food contains any accumulation that's cooled off completely, even if the dry food is greater in quantity than the liquid, is considered liquid according to most poskim. So Rav Eider says that if you have any significant amount of liquid, even if it's a small minority compared to the roast, it's a problem. That is the opinion of Rav Eider. If you look at the post before, again, this is, you can find this in the Rishonim already, right? Liquid that comes out of meat is not a recent invention. It's been around for some time, my understanding is. So the Beis Yosef comments, Masha Kosa Rabbeinu calls Masha Yerosachas. Kein Mashma Vadai, Shim Shoha Biyodo, Ashin Itzlan and Hatashal, Osal Alzir Mishum, Da Havi Lekim Evashal. So he says, okay, if I have something and I hold it, if it's liquid, till it cools off, that's a problem. The Chain Kosar Rabbeinu Shin Yud Ches, Chain Kosar Rabbeinu Yeruchu, Meshim Rabbeinu, the Kosher Rubo Rotev, Mitzdamek Vyofalo, Utsonik Shiru Al Gabe Kira, Mitzdamek Havi Mishal Gomer. So let's look at those words closely. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Kol sherubo rotev. Translate, anything that is a majority gravy. Right? What am I talking about here? I'm talking about a goulash. Okay? That's a tremendous amount of gravy. And if I cook, it's going to get better. And it's cold, that's a problem. The implication being, what if this wasn't the majority? Let's say it was 70% solid and only 30% gravy. Cholent. Right? So you get a mix like that in cholent, depending how you make it. Could you reheat the cholent? It would seem from Rabbeinu Yonah, yes. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he's determining whether something is solid or whether it's liquid, he wants to know what the majority is. Now, Rav Eider said that's a minority opinion. But that's a reasonable opinion. So once you have that in mind, that there is a discussion of how what's defined as solid and what's defined as liquid, then like Tal goes and he puts two things together. He says, we sort of have a sveka here, right? I want to reheat my cholent. My cholent is 70% meat, potatoes, and beans, right? 30% liquid. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, that's a solid. According to other people, it's a liquid.
What's the liquid? It's water you're referring to?
Yeah, gravy. Gravy. Here in Shul, Lati makes a very dry cholent. You don't get any liquid in this cholent. This was an easy one. But oftentimes, you go to people's house, you have liquid in the cholent. So Eglital says, possibility this is a liquid, a possibility it's a solid. But wait a second. Naniach, it's a liquid. According to the Ramah that I quoted earlier, right? The Ramah holds it's not a problem. We're machmir, so we sort of have a sveka here. This might be a liquid, it might be a solid, but even if it's a liquid, maybe you can reheat liquids on Shabbos. So the Egel Tal, based on this, says in this case you can reheat it. Yeah, in general, I won't let you reheat a liquid, but since this liquid might be a solid, depending on how I defined it, therefore, I'm going to let you reheat the cholent. Right? Now, this is all going according to the opinion that the Ramah holds that you really can reheat a liquid. And for whatever reason, he tells you to be machmir if it totally cooled down, because people might get confused, etc. So then you can be mitzvah. Again, according to Rabbi Willig, that the Ramah agrees, he paskins like Rashi, that in fact you're not allowed to, midoraisa, you're not allowed to reheat a liquid, all bets are off. But if you're going to follow the opinion that Eglei Tal quoted earlier, then of course, and you're assuming that it's, that really Me'ikra Adin, he holds it's not a problem, he will allow you to reheat that cholent based on this. So we'll just take a quick look at it, number 9. Kach nir lefinias daiti. Al pi divre abes yosef b'shim rabbeinu yonah. V'zel shon, kol sherubo rote mitzan v'yafalo, yesh lo bishol mitzana. V'eino muven, demanaf gina rubo rote v'miyuto. What does he care if it's a majority or a minority? Liquid is liquid. He said, obviously, I only have in mind the majority of the stuff. When I'm reheating the chillant, what do I really care about? I care about the meat. I care about the potatoes. I don't really care so much about the gravy. It's nice that it's there, but he's saying, so that's the point. When it comes to it, it has to, what do I care about? I'm going to care about what the majority is. The baso ikar kavan also azlinu kamosha kosa b'chumas hadeshin ubibaramo. The case that we'll have to spend other times with. He said, that's it. That's skipping down a few lines. He says, Mashe vino divrei ha-minchas kohen, shepirosh dasa ramosium de ha-ikr, gedasa poskim, lo machalkin bein rach liyavish. And he says, put that together with the fact that the Ramah really holds that you can reheat liquids. Once we have these two going together, the Eglei Tal says, I think you can reheat the cholent. Done. Another case. The Shulchan Aruch. What? Yeah. Right, according to the Eglei Tal, again, according to Rabbi Willig, this is not going to be true, but according to Eglei Tal, I'm not sure if this is a liquid or a solid. If it's a solid, for sure I can reheat. If it's a liquid, according to the Ramah, I can reheat.
It's not only after the fact.
Right. So according to him, right, he's of the opinion that this is not a problem, that you can put together the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah together with his understanding of the Ramah. Because that's the idea, that really, if you believe that the Ramah really holds his mutter, I don't need a lot to convince me that to do it. That's the swara behind it. So this is the first case. The first case... Well, he said, because that's what my kavana is. Again, the bottom line, if I brought you a cholent that was 70% solid and 30% liquid, and I said to you, is this liquid or solid? Probably the majority of people say it's solid.
Right.
You're not going to drink it with a straw.
Right, but some people would answer it's both.
Right, you might answer it's both, except, but let's say it wasn't one of your choices. Right? It's not one of these A, B, neither both. A, B, that's it. It's two choices. It's a yes or no question. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that you're a bust of the Kavana, and he thinks, and he says that's why it will work. Another case. So this, now we're discussing more about the case that Shlomo raised. Mutaliting in Pandanda. If you can I get a, I'm going to put an intifada by the food.
Argentinian intifada.
Yes. Right, but Malcolm she yad so lettuce v'afal bishal shuman sheba nikrish v'chozim v'nimolach. What is an infanda?
It's like a crapple.
It's right to Jane Fonda a little bit. Right. The Mishaber says who pashtida. Right. Pashtida is what we call Google. The truth, the way they describe it, it's more like a Napoleon. It's a little bit as a.
That's
right. Right, something like that. Kreploch, Salzain Azayim. Right? So he said, Pas kafula mamula bechatichos shuman. They didn't have meat, so they put fat in it. V'nosel shom kedei l'chamo, v'atam shemudud. So he says, what are you allowed to do? He says, so even though there's gravy on it that has gelled, that's fine, you're allowed to do it. So why would he be allowing that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason for this? He said, because he paskins that gelled gravy is really considered a solid, even though it's going to become liquid again. The definition of liquid versus solid is what it's at when you start cooking it, not what it's going to be at the end of the cooking bit. So therefore, the gel, this is the marker for people who will put it on the block, is because that right now it's a solid.
I think it's also just part of the process when you put it in a fridge, it gels up in general. I mean, if you left it out overnight, it's not going to probably gel.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how science works.
Right, so
you could try it.
It's not an action that's meaning if it wasn't put into the fridge for whatever reason, we could be discussing to do that, but.
No, I mean, by the way, you take it out of the fridge and you leave it on the counter. It doesn't liquefy.
Right, so I'm saying you could technically put it on the next morning. So I think it's a stage that you're not even, no one's really causing. It's not like you're adding water. It's something that occurs because it's put in the fridge. It's not in any way something, an action that you're doing, or that's why it probably
says
that it's considered like a solid.
Still eventually become liquid, though.
How do we change?
Why?
It will eventually become liquid.
How do we shift here from Hilchus Bishul to Hilchus changing a solid to a liquid, like a pat of butter on a hot potato,
well,
or ice cube, using ice cubes on shop? It's melting.
So yeah, we're not. We will talk about Nolad, but we're not talking about Nolad right now. What we're talking about right now is the idea is that in Hilchus Bishul, you can reheat solid, you can't reheat liquid. So that being the case,
so
we need to define what's
to
solid.
Liquid.
Right? Is that a solid?
It's a liquid. Now you can't heat it anymore.
No, that's the question. Is that a problem? Do I care what it's starting as, or do I care what it's ending as? So right now, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's what it's starting as. That's why if I have gel that's going to liquefy, that's fine. Shulchan Aruch.
Now, if it were liquid, you couldn't.
Right, according to Shulchan Aruch, you for sure couldn't do it. Right.
There's a point at which the gel becomes liquid and you're still cooking it.
But it's already cooked by then.
Uh-huh.
That's already hot. Right, so again, the Shulchan Aruch, could work it. Number 10, he says it flat out. You can take this intifada and put it on the fire, even though.
People like the hecker between chicken and meat, for example. The meat is
Chosev
and
Nimuach.
The meat will always have that liquid to it, even when it gels. There's still going to be liquid on it. If you take out the meat on Shabbos morning, if you wanted to technically eat up, which you can't, but if you wanted to, you would see anyways that there's liquid still on it, and even gel included. By chicken, you wouldn't see that. It would just turn into a gel form.
Is that true? How often do you see mom cook?
I know, I took out the meat tonight. it's still out of liquid.
Tonight you can cook it, don't worry.
Send me a machach with Shabbos Sheni Shal Golias.
No.
But the Alex is makel.
By meat, for some reason, the liquid stays on much more than...
I don't know. I'll talk to Jeff Auerbach about this. This seems to be his area of expertise. I've always found them to be somewhat similar in terms of depends how moist it is when you put it in. It doesn't matter, I think, what it is. Right. Different. Putting southern fried chicken, it doesn't happen so much. But, you know, I don't think it has to do with the type of meat. It's the seven herbs and spices that keep them that way. So he says the reason you can do that is because the bottom line is the Shulchan considers it a solid, even though it's going to be liquid. There you have it. Comment. The Mishnah Berurah comments the Shari. Comments on this. Hainu rak inyan nolad. The lo shayach bazeh. Aval inyan iser bishul hacha chomim yidol. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when he says you're allowed to do it, that's not bishul. He does not necessarily see things that way. He seems to be almost soser himself. Why? Because he says as follows, as Alex pointed out correctly, besides bishul, there's something else going on here, and that's nolad. You're not allowed to change the form of something, right? Whether it's melting ice, making ice, perhaps. This is questionable whether that's nullah or not, right? There is this idea that you're changing forms. Perhaps that's a problem enough. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah here says, nah, really, when he says it's okay, it means it's not nullah, but still it's bishul. Because it started as liquid, right? Now, so therefore, since it started as liquid, it can become, you can end up cooking it again. And therefore, you have to keep it away from someplace where it's too hot. Some people say it's even nolad. So that being the case, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is machmir in these cases. He says as follows: Kadeira, ubat tafshil hamachol kamos gadol shel shuman karish. I have a food where there's a significant amount of gelled gravy. Ein la'anicha gabe kadeira chama, shekein lechachila also lahafshil dover b'Shabbos mishum iser nolad. For starters, by melting it, a it's nolad. However, b'di'evit, if you did it, you're still allowed to eat it. So what are you supposed to do? So nolad is I'm taking a liquid, I'm making it into a solid. A solid making the liquid, vice versa. If I have a small amount of gel on the chicken, and then I cook it, what's going to happen? It's going to be absorbed by the chicken. If it's absorbed by the chicken, so it's going from being a solid to being a solid again. However, he says, if you have more than that amount, you've got a problem.
You always see in foil pads, although it like, kind of bubbles over onto the foil pan itself.
So the Shmir Shabbos could also seem to be saying that would be a problem. If you end up with gravy on the bottom, you got an issue. He said, b'di'evit, it's okay. Well, chachilo, he thinks you shouldn't do it. There's only a little bit, and that's going to get absorbed. Right? He says, so that also, he says, certain things which you eat it as a gel just as well, you're allowed to do it. What was his case? Tzir dagim, brine. I assume he's referring to, you ever buy the jars of gefilte fish? Right? So people eat that jelly, I think. In fact, I noticed one time, if you look on the side, they have the nutritional facts. If you ate the jelly, if you didn't eat the jelly, it actually says on it. He says, in that case, it's nothing new. You'd eat it either way. So he's makel in that case. So that's the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa is really machmir by this. He thinks you should avoid eating up the gel. Where Moshe Feinstein, however, is makel, as he tends to be, which is why we love him so much. So he discusses the case of the pat of butter on the potato. Right? Can I take a pat of butter and put it on my baked potato, which is on a plate? Tshuva. Pasteurizer, or pistur. Right? We make the milk was pasteurized. So therefore it was cooked. So therefore he says, in the event, if you take the milk was cooked, now it's a solid. So the solid, he says, is the same as the gel. And the gel, he thinks, no problem. So what do you have here? You have the butter is solid. It's been cooked previously. Ein bishel acha bishel. Throw it on the potato. Not a problem. Keinu achem ha-medinu zu avlam hu pachos mi yad saleda shish ra'asu d'horo nisbashto me'olam. Mekim shekfi ha-nishba ikra me'isha ha-chom hu medinu z'kof samach. Or me'isha z'kof samach es. If pasteurizing goes up to 160 or 168, as we discussed last time, he the female kosher shabbat doctor bats made a midas kuf samach who vada yatzal lettuce umutter. So what's Rav Moshe saying? Rav Moshe is saying that you could put the butter on the bread, on the potato. Shmir Shabbos disagrees. The Shmir Shabbos says, "Ein rosim tavlim, ochema al tapuach adama, cham kayotzvei avol muter liten melach shulchan o melach birushar al tapuach adama cham." You can put salt on your potato, but you can't put the butter. Against Rav Moshe, why not? So he says, "Shemati megon rishulim zalman orvach zatzal." The Ashi Yisrael hachme in gam bechem nasim bechem pustar. Kinshin is basal who rock be eis shahoisa cholov. Find it's time or gamri. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "I don't get Rav Moshe. What's the case? You boil the milk, but then I don't make hot butter. I make cold butter." So the milk was boiled, but then the milk cooled down. When it comes to something that is liquid, once it cools down, it's back to where it started. So the fact that it was cooked when it was liquid, now it has nothing to do with it. I'll agree, he says that it's solid now, but the solid has never been cooked. It's the liquid that was cooked. And when the liquid gets cooked, it gets undone. So he says, "I don't understand Rav Moshe. Yeah, the milk was pasteurized, but then the pasteurized milk cooled down, and then they made the butter out of it." So what's Rav Moshe saying? So putting together with other things, as we'll see going forward, Rav Moshe really holds, Rav Moshe says the Ramah really holds that ein bishul ach a bishul afil b'davar lach. That even a liquid you can reheat. Whatever reason we don't. So once you can throw in another reason to be mekel, that's good enough. So here, it's kind of a solid also. So that's enough for Rav Moshe. Even though Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that if you tell me that a liquid cools off, it's over. Doesn't matter, Yisai Rav Moshe says, really that would have been fine as well. We just have a minute to be machmir, but once you throw anything else in, it's good. So therefore, even though Rishon Mazalman and Eretz Yisrael, they won't let you put butter on your potato on Shabbos. In America, Rishon Mazalman finds and says it's not a problem. We'll continue with this on Tuesday.